Today's daf is Vachem Daf Pei Vav, and we are at the Mishnah, 8 lines from the bottom of Daf Pei Hei Amid Beis Ve'elu Im Olu Yerdu. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Chava Miriam Basmalka Freda and Shlomo Ben Chayalea. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Malka Miriam Bas David. So we're moving along in Perek HaMizbech Mekadesh, dealing with the halachos of HaMizbech Mekadesh, Im Olu, Lo Yerdu, Im Olu, Yerdu, Keshem She'im Olu, Lo Yerdu, Kach Im Yerdu, Lo Yalu, Dvorim Ha'imdim Berumay Shal Oyla Mamesh. Another classic daf, says the Mishnah, Ve'elu Im Olu Yerdu. The following is a list of things where the halacha is that Im Olu Yerdu. Rashi says, these are all things that are kosher. And the reason Im Olu Yerdu is because they have no sheiches to the mizbeach. What is that? Basar kachik kadoshim u basar kachim kalim. Basar kachik kadoshim is eaten lizichrei kahuna. Basar kachim kalim is eaten to anybody. But the point is, they're both eaten, they're not put on the mizbeach. Moiser ha'omer, the leftover part of the karban omer. So the karban omer was a mincha, and like all menachos, there was a chelik of it that went on the mizbeach, but there was a chelik of it that was eaten. The moiser ha'omer, that's the leftovers, that's the part that didn't go on the mizbeach. It has no shaykhis to the mizbeach. If it goes on the mizbeach, the din is going to be yerdu. Ushtei alechem. Shtei alechem never went on the mizbeach. V'lechem haponim was on the shulchan. It was eaten by the kayhanim. There was bezichei levoina that went on the mizbeach that was matter the lechem haponim b'achilo. But the lechem haponim itself was not supposed to be on the mizbeach. The shiori menachos, the shirayim of all menachos, the haktairis, Rashi says, was supposed to go on the mizbeach, but the mizbeach haplimi, not the mizbeach achitzai. So all of these things are dvarim ksherim, but they have no sheiches to the mizbeach, and it's for that reason, if they go on the mizbeach, the halacha is yerdu. Another list. Hatzemesh shabarashi kvasim, the wool that's on the head of sheep. The seyar shabiskan tiyashim, or the hair that's on the beard of male goats. V'atzamos, v'hagidim, v'akronayim, v'atlofayim, the bones, the sinews, the horns, and the hooves of the animals. Bezmanshu, emuchubarim, all these things. To the extent that they're attached to the animal, they're attached to the basar yalu. They're included in the basar, and they have a din haktara. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, v'hikter akoyen es hakoil. Es hakoil is the rabbis, even these things. Pirsho, if however they get detached from the basar, lo yalu, they don't have a din haktara. Shenemer, because the pasuk says, v'asisa oyloisecha v'abasar v'adam, and from that pasuk it's mashma, we'll see it better in the Gemara, that it's only the basar and the dam of the carbon that's supposed to go on the mizbeach, as opposed to all those things. So, on the one hand, you have a pasuk that says v'hikter akoyin es hakol, which is l'rabba is everything, even the tzemer sheberoshi kfosim, the seir shebiskan tiyoshim, that some is the gidin, the akronim, and l'fayim. But then again, you have a pasuk that says v'asiso ilosecha basav adam, which is mashma, not those things. Haketzad, bizman shehem mechubarim yalu, in the event that it's pirshu, in that instance, it's going to be lo yalu. Rashi says that as it relates to the tzemer sheberoshi kfosim and the seir shebiskan tiyoshim, we're for sure talking about where the underlying carbon was a carbon oila. How do you know that? Because it's only the carbon oila where the roish of the animal went on the mizbeach. Ordinarily, it was only the emurim. Certain aspects of the carbon would go on the mizbeach. The head was not part of it. It's tafka the oila, which is kuloi kol, the ikterat koyen es hakol, everything goes on the mizbeach, it's going to be negeya only there. But if that's the case, Art Rashi, isn't there a mitzvah of hefshet when it comes to the carbon oil? So if there's a mitzvah of hefshet, that means you're anyways removing the skin of the head. If you're removing the skin, then you're removing the wool that comes along with it, or the beard that comes along with it. So why are we even having this conversation? What happened to the mitzvah of hefshet? The answer is, says Rashi, a mefurish gemara. It's a mesechtes chulin, Tav Chav Zayin Amar Aleph, where the Gemara says that as much as there's a mitzvah of hefshet by a carbon oila, but the roish, the head is excluded from the mitzvah of hefshet. Being that the roish is excluded from the mitzvah of hefshet, so it's included now in the hikter hakoyin, hakoyil hamizbecha, that's where it would be negeya, the tzemesh sheberoshei kvasim and the seir shebiskan tiyashim. So like Kintes, we're talking about a carbon oila, because only by the carbon oila are you makter the roish, and the understanding of it is based on a Gemara in Chulin that says that as much as there's a mitzvah of hefshet, but the head The entire face is excluded from the mitzvah of Hefsheh. That's why it's very mistaber that the tzemer is going to be attached to the rosh, and the kohen has to make a quick decision. Do I put it on the mizbech or do I not put it on the mizbech? The beard, does it go on the mizbech or does it not go on the mizbech? Says the Mishnah, depends. If it's mechubarin, yeah. If it's pirshu, not. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan Abraisa. V'ikter ha-kohen es ha-kohel ha-mizbecho l'rabbeis ha-atzomis v'ha-gidim v'akronayim v'ha-tlofayim. So from the fact that it says v'ikter ha-kohen es ha-kohel, HaKoyel is the rabbis, even those things. Yochel HaFilu Pirsha, you would think that those things should go on the Mizbech, even if they're detached. Talmud Boimer, there's another pasuk that says, V'asisa Eloisecha Basav Adam, which would suggest that only Basar and Adam. Now, if we only had that pasuk, E Basav Adam, Yochel Yachloitz Gidim Vatzomis V'yalo Basav Lagabim Mizbech, you would think there's a mitzvah, Tap Rashi, to go ahead and remove the Gidim and Vatzomis and the Kronaim and the Tlafaim, because it says, V'asisa Eloisecha Basav V'adam, Talmud Boimer, V'yikter HaKoyen HaSakah. So we're going back and forth. Okay, so the bottom line is I have two psukim that seem to contradict each other. Michubarim, in the event that these things are attached, yalu, you're going to put it on the mizbech. Pirshu, if they're detached, afilu heim b'roish ha-mizbech. Even if they're b'roish ha-mizbech, yerdu, the halacha is that you are supposed to remove it. Now, just segueing a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos that we're going to speak at in a minute by highlighting one word. And that is, the b'raisa sounds like it's the Mishnah, right? Sounds like it. But if you look carefully, it's not. Because the Braisa said a bigger chiddush than the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Bizman Chein Bechubarin Yalu, Pirshu Lo Yalu. The Braisa said, Bizman Chein Bechubarin Yalu, Pirshu Afilu Heim Berosh HaMizbeach Yerdu. Now, the Braisa is Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'isa Inyan the Mishnah. It's asking the same stiras apsukim, it's reconciling it the same way. But in terms of the maskana, in terms of the punchline, in terms of the halachal ma'isa of a state in Shulchan Aruch, it's a little bit different. Because the Mishnah just says pirshu lo yalu. The Braisna says pirshu, the halacha is going to be even yerdu. We'll see in 1 minute that this diyuk will manifest itself in a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. It says the Gemara, man tana de shamatle, the omar pirshu yerdu. Who is the tana of the Braisa that we just mentioned that says that pirshu Yerdo, that in the event that the Gidim and that Somnois and the Kanaim and the Tlafayim were Berosh HaMizbech and they were Pirshu, not only do you not put it into the fire, but you have to remove it, says the Gemara Rebbe, it's Rebbe, the Tanya, we'll into the Brayse, Victor HaKoynes HaKol HaMizbecho, LeRabois HaTzomnois VaHagidim VaKranai VaTlafayim VaAfilu Pirshu. So the Tanakam of this Brayse is clearly not what we've seen until now. That from the fact that it says Victor HaKoynes HaKol HaMizbecho, it's LeRabois, even if it's Pirshu. Hello, man, what do you do with the pasuk that would seem to suggest that it's only the Basar, only the Dam of a carbon that goes on the Mizbeach, it's coming to tell me something else. That ikule oilo atom machzer, the e atom machzer ikule gidim vatzomis. That in the event that the haktara process started already, and now after it started, so a little bit of it was removed from the fire. So the halach is, if we're dealing with the actual oila, then ikule oila, you put it back on. But if we're dealing with the gidim vatzomis, then not. Meaning, the hikter akoin es akoil hamizbecha, that's the ikker teres haktara. Where's an egeya v'asis oilesech habasav adam, when it's already in the middle of the haktara, and now it's springed out of the fire. The question is, should I be machzer it, should I not be machzer it? If it's bas of Adam, yeah, ikule oila ato machzer. If it's gidim and atzomis, then already not, because ikule gidim atzomis, you're not machzer. Now, this is a different sheet than we've seen up until this point. Rebbe, Yemi, Rebbe had a different formulation. Kasa, dachal, Yemi, the pasuk says, Victor, Kren, Zakal, Amis, Becha, Ripa. And that seems to be marba everything. The Kasa, Bechal, Yemi, there's another pasuk that says, Vasis, Oila, Zakal, Bas of Adam, Miet. It sounds like only bas of Adam. Okay, it's not. How do you when the mechubar did the halach is yalu, but if they were pirshu, even if it's pirosh hamizbeach yerdu. So man tana the shamalei pirshu yerdu. Who's the tana of the brisa that said pirshu yerdu? It's going to be Rabbi. Now, if you look at Rashi, it's the second Rashi on the top of Peivav Amaralav. Dibra maschul man shamadle. Zok the Hilgar Rashi, umasnisin alibe asya. In Pshat in the Gemara, Rashi says, when the Gemara said, man tana de shamadle pirshu yerdu, the Gemara wants to know who's the tana of the Braisa that said this chiddush of pirshu of yerdu. And the Gemara answered, it's Rebbe. Says Rashi, oh, but that's poshet, that once we have a name to the Tana, the Braisa, it's going to be the same name to the Tana, the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah and the Braisa essentially are saying the same thing. The Mishnah said, "Bizman shein bechubarin yalu pirshu lo yalu." Based on the reconciliation of these two psukim, Victor Akoinas Akoil and Vosiso Yosech Abbas Vadam, the Braisa said, "Bizman shein bechubarin yalu pirshu afilu." Based on the same reconciliation, we just said the Tana of the Braisa is Rebbe. The Tana of the Mishnah is also going to be Rebbe. So, top tois on the Amid. I disagree. Because to me, the Mishnah and the Braisa are actually being chaylik. They're saying two different things. The Mishnah just says, lo yalu. The Braisa takes it a step further and says, yerdu. So, the Tana of the Braisa, yeah, that's going to be Rebbe. But the Tana of the Mishnah, lo ilam, it could be, is true. I'll leave it the Rabbanon. I am the top tois in the Amid. But either way, this diktuk that the Mishnah just says lo yalu, the Braisna says yerdu, that plays itself out halacha l'maisa machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi, it's one and the same. And just like Rebbe is the Tana, the Braisa, Rebbe is also the Tana, the Mishnah. According to Tosfos, no, the Mishnah and the Braisa don't agree with each other. And Rebbe is the Tana, the Braisa. Rebbe is lehedya, not the Tana, the Mishnah. Because if Rebbe was the Tana, the Mishnah wouldn't have just said lo yalu. The Mishnah would have said yerdu, and the Mishnah doesn't say yerdu. And if we're learning mizbech mekadosh, one thing we know, there's a big difference between yalus and yerdus. It's not all the same. Lo yalu and yerdu is a different halacha. Bottom line is, it's not the Gemara Vayta. So the Mishnah said, Pirshu lo yalu. So we're going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, it says, Victor HaKoinah Sakoil, and it says, Vasiso Lisecha Basav Adam. From Victor HaKoinah Sakoil, it sounds like, you're supposed to be Makter, Vitzember Sheberoshe, Kfosim, and the Seher Shebeskant, Yoshim, and that's almost the Gidin, the Kranayim, and Klofay. From the fact that it says, Vasiso Lisecha Basav Adam, it sounds like only the Basav and the Dam. How do you reconcile it? Bizman Shehem Echubarin Yalu, Pirshu, the halacha is going to be lo yalu. I'm Reb Zeir. So Reb Zeir came and he qualified the halacha of the Mishnah. He said, this that it says in the Mishnah, Pirshu lo yalu, Lashanu elosh Pirshu klapi mata. That's only true if it was Pirshu klapi mata. It was Pirish, but it furthered itself from the maracha, from the fire on the mizbeach. Aval klapi mailo. But let's say it was on the mizbeach and it was pirshu, but it was pirshu towards the mizbeach. Kruvei hu de'akrivu li'ikol. Then we look at it as if it's not furthering itself from the hakrova. Faker, it's actually denatering itself, right? It's getting a little bit closer. And there the halach is going to be that even if it's pirshu, still it's going to be yalu. So the only time we see it as a pirshu is if it's pirshu klape mata. If, however, it's pirshu klape maila, so then already we don't see it as a pirshu. To the contrary, Rashi's lashon is very gishmak. Einzu prishus. Sounds like you're learning a mesilas yishar. Einzu prishus ela kreva. We look at it as a maisa kreva. Now, Rashi says that in terms of the right gerson, the Gemara, for this next line, we don't really have it. Rashi says, I'm going to make the best of the girsa the way we have it and try to make this work. And the way Rashi learns the Gemara, these next two words, vafilu pirshu, which you could have very easily, mistakenly included in the previous Nusach of the Gemara, is really the next part of the Gemara, and it's Akasha. And the Gemara is saying, Reb Zeira, is that true? You're telling me that if it's Pirshu Klapi Mailo, the halacha is, the din is going to be Yalu? Vafilu Pirshu? Period. Now, something's missing, right? Because what's the kasha? Yeah, afilu pirshu. Why not? So Rashi says again, something is clearly missing in the words of the Gemara, but I'll tell you what the Havana says Rashi is. V'amichubarin yalu hu dekamar. From the fact that the Mishnah said that michubarin yalu, it sounds like if it's pirshu, it's always going to be lo yalu. And you can't go ahead and say pirshu sometimes, yeah, sometimes not. Because if pirshu sometimes, yeah, sometimes not, then when the Mishnah wants to tell me yalu, why the Mishnah say michubarin yalu? Tell me pirshu, the sometimes, yeah. So from the fact that it says mechubar in yalu, that's a raya that pirshu is always lo yalu. So the Gemara's kash is, Reb Zeira, you're telling me there's a time where pirshu, where it's klapi mailo, talach is going to be yalu, vafilu pirshu, what's the kasha? The kasha is the Mishnah's mashma, only mechubar in yalu. I'm a rabba. So rabba said, because it is kasha, I'm going to come and I'm going to defend my Baal Plukta and Shas, right? Rabba and Reb Zeira. I'm going to come to his defense and I'm going to tell you a whole different Havana. This is a completely different understanding of what Reb Zeira meant. So sometimes when the Gemara tries to answer a kasha like this, the Gemara will do a tweak. This is not a tweak. This is not what we call a knech balaz. Here we're going to make a whole new pshat in what Reb Zeira said. So Rabba said, I'll tell you what Reb Zeira said. He learned the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Pirshu lo yavo. And on that, his comment was, Lo yishanu elosha pirshu lachazrika. This that halach is Pirshu lo yavo, and here too we need help from Rashi. Pirshu lo yavo, however, havalu kachim psulim. Rab Zera was being medayik that the lashon of the Gemara is Pirshu lo yavo. Lo yavo sounds like it's kachim, it has kedusha. Right, it's subject to the basic halachas that kachem is subject to. Narvas loyal. I mean, you can collect the bird from the goat, right? Or the wool of the sheep. I don't know, maybe it's nothing. Right? It has kedusha. Shaych to me'ila, right? Does it have kedusha? Does it not have kedusha? From the fact that the Mishnah says loyalu, it sounds like it just is possible. La'akrava, you can't be makter it. A bahamia, the ikur teiras heptish it's going to have. It's on that diik that Reb Zera came and he gave you his fine print. And he said, Lo yishanu elosha pirshu lachazrika. The only time we say that these parts of the carbon, where it was pirshu lo yalu, but it has a teiras heptish, albeit kachim psulim, where you won't be able to have anah from it, etc., etc. That's only true if it was pirshu la'achaz rika. If first it was a zrika, and then afterwards it was pirshu. Avol pirshu kaidem zrika, but if it was pirshu kaidem zrika, asoy zrika, visharetinu, the zrika would be matrid, afilu lemevad minayu kata de sakini. You'd be able to do whatever you want with it. You'd even be able to make a handle for a sakin. It doesn't have any kedusha. It's not subject to any isuri. No, it's not subject to any laws of milah. You could do whatever you want with it. What's the svara? As far as like this, Zrika we know is the matter, right? Zrika does two things in a carbon. It wears two hats. It's the meratza. It's also the matter. As it relates to being matter. So what is a matter? It's matter basa b'achila. It's matter emurim on the mizbeach. And really, any part of a carbon that anyone's allowed to have anah from, the Zrika is what's matter. To the extent that all these things, the gidim datzom is the krenayim tlafayim, were attached to the basar at the time of the Zrika, that means when the Zrika was matter, it was matter for what? For haktara. Because it was in a state of mechubarin. Mechubarin da loch is yalu, so it got a din that it has a heter to go on the mizbech. Once it has a din that has a heter to go on the mizbech, you'll never be able to use it for your personal use because now it was hukva that its din is the mizbech. In Lomdisha terms, it's kachay Hashem, right? But the point is now it has a din that it's gonna go on the mizbech. If, however, it was pirshu fired the zrika, that means when the zrika came and was matter this carbon, it wasn't being matter to the mizbech because now it didn't have a din to go on the mizbech. So what was it matter for? Whatever you want. I feel me'evet minayu kata de sakini. That's the underlying lomdis. But said Rabbi, that's what Reb Zera meant. He meant a whole different comment, not that original comment, no way. This is what he meant. Now, the Gemara says that this hanocha, that the gidim and datzomais, and the krenayim and the tlafayim, amute b'hana, and just to say it's a little bit better, specifically as it relates to the carbon oil, why specifically as it relates to the carbon oil? Because Rashi in the Mishnah already said that these cases, specifically Rashi said it regarding the tzemesh ha-berashi kfasim and the tzemesh ha-beskan tiyashim, are talking about a carbon oil. But this idea that the chalakim of a carbon, as we'll see in a second, specifically the carbon oil, a mutter, this is really based on a Torah from the Tanah Rabbi Yishmael. Zok t'gemar, savalok yihad, amir Rabbi Yoichin, amishum Rabbi Yishmael. What did Rabbi Yoichin say in the name of Rabbi Yishmael? Nemar, it says, lo yiyah ba'oilah, it says the words lo yiyah by the oil. V'akoyin ha-makrivis oilas ish, oir ha-oilah, asher hikrif la-koyin, lo yiyah. It says that the oil of the carbon oil should belong to the Kayin. But Nemar, it says, lo yiyah ba'asham, and it says those same words as it relates to the carbon asham. It says, kachatos ka'asham, teire achas len ha'koyin ashi yichab reboi, lo yiyah. Ma'asham atzmoyse mutarim. Just like when it comes to the carbon asham, that's some is amutar, af oilo. So too, when it comes to the carbon oilo, atzmoyse mutarim, that some is going to be mutar. So you see that Reb Yishmael said that atzmoyse, the gidin, all these parts of a carbon, not only by the Yashem, but by all karbanos are going to be mutter. Thus, when we say when Reb Zera said that Loishanu El Shapirshu Lachazrika Avapirshu Koydim Zrika Asoy Zrika V'Sheratinu Afilum Evet Minayu Kata Desakini. It's going to leave it to Rabbi Shmuel. Again, what did Rabbi Shmuel say? Rabbi Shmuel said that when it says Lo Yia by the Asham, it means it's Mutar Ba'ana, and Gzeira Shava Lo Yia by the Oil, it's Mutar Ba'ana. That means these Chalokim of the carbon are Mutar Ba'ana. As a result, now Reb Zera's comment makes sense. If, however, these things are Asar Ba'ana, then the comment doesn't make sense because Stamazoy, it's Asar Ba'ana. It's Savar Lo, meaning it's a premise. We're not proving Reb Zera's comment from Rabbi Shmuel, but Reb Zera's comment only makes sense after Rabbi Shmuel. You have to have Rabbi Shmuel's halacha first in order to have Reb Zera's comment second. Now the Gemara says, as it relates to this Gzeira Shava, that we learn lo yia, the oiler from the carbon asham, just like the asham that some is hamutter, so to the oiler that some is hamutter, this Gzeira Shava has to be mufni. So what does it mean mufni? It has to be based on an extra word. So we know not all Gzeira Shavas have created equally. High level, this is what's known as a Gzeir Shav and Mufna, a Gzeir Shav and Mufna. Gzeir Shav and Mufna means where the building blocks, one of the building blocks of the Gzeir Shav is extra. That's if it's Mufna mitzad echad. If it's Mufna mitzad stadim, it means both of the building blocks are going to be extra. Gzeir Shav and Mufna means that I need both words in the Torah, but the Maaseh have two of the same words in two different parshas, and that allows me to make a Gzeir Shav to learn one from the other. What's the difference? The difference is if you have a kasha on the Gzeir Shav. If you have a kasha on the Gzeir Shav and Mufna, you can knock out the Gzeir Shav. If you have a kasha on the Gzeir Shava mufna, well, it's mufna, you can't ask it. The Gemara says, this Gzeir Shava better be mufna. And the reason is, the Eloi mufna, because if it's not mufna, I have a very obvious kasha, and this is the most obvious kasha in the world. You're going to tell me that the atzomis of an oila amutta b'hana, Gzeir Shava, from the fact that the atzomis of an asham amutta b'hana, mala asham shekeim psarei mutter, toima ba'oila shekeim psarei mutter. The teretz is, it better be mufna. The Gemara says it is. Lo yia yisera ksev. Yeah, the words lo yia that it says by the carbon oila are yisera. And Rashi explains, because what does it say? V'akoyin ha-makrav es-oilas ish oir ha-oila asher hikriv la-koyin lo yia. It could have just said, oir ha-oila asher hikriv la-koyin yia. Right? What's lo yia? That's clearly extra, and that's the mufna part of this ksev shava. But the bottom line is, just like by the asham, that's ha-mes ha-mutter, so to by the oila, that samos are mutare as well. But here's the bottom line. In the version 2.0 of Reb Zera's comment on the Mishnah said, Pirshu lo yalu. Omer Reb Zera said that from the fact that it says Pirshu lo yalu, it's implied that we treat it as kachem psula. At the very least, it's going to be asabana. Lo yishanu, only if it was Pirshu la'achaz rika. If, however, it was Pirshu koidem zrika, then the zrika wasn't matrel mizbeach. The zrika was matrel for regular consumer use. And as a result, it's going to be not only mutter, but it's even mutter lemevet minayu kata desakini. So Rabbi Barava asked the kasha on this from a toisefto in the first paragraph of Masechtas Me'ilah. At some is kachim, as it relates to the bones of a carbon, that's kachim. Lifnei zrika, mayalim bahen. Before zrika, there's an Isser Me'ilah. La'acha Zrika, after Zrika, ein Ma'ilah Bahen. There's not going to be an Isser Me'ilah. Okay, V'shel Oilah, as it relates to the carbon Oilah, Ma'ilin Bahen La'ilam. That lach is, there's always an Isser Me'ilah. So the Brisa says, Mefurish, that as it relates to the carbon Oilah, Ma'ilin Bahen La'ilam. Always is going to have an Isser Me'ilah, afilu wat, afilu lachazrika. What do you see from here? Not like what Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Yishmael, which Rabbi Zeira is using in our Mishnah, and that is, you see clearly that when it comes to that samos of a carbon oila, there's always going to be an Isser Me'ilah. The Gemara says, Eima v'shal oila, when it comes to the carbon oila, pirshu lifnei zrika ein mayalim bahem. That if it's pirshu lifnei zrika, it's taka ein mayalim bahem. If it was Pirshul Achazrika, then it's when it's Moilam and Loilam, which is exactly what Reb Zera said. So when the Brisa says, when it comes to a carbon Oilam, Moilam, behind Loilam, it means only you have to make the Aikimta when it was Pirshul Achazrika. But if it was Pirshul Lifnei Zrika, then there's not going to be a Din Me'ilah. Zok the Gemara, that this whole Reb Zera is Upliga the Rabbi Laza. Dhamma Rabbi Laza said that when it comes to the carbon Oilam, Pirshul Lifnei Zrika, Moilam, behind. If it was Pirshul Lifnei Zrika, then you have an Issa Me'ilah. La'achas rika, if it was pirshul la'achas rika, loy nenin. There's an iser hanamid rabbanon of a loy mayalim. There's not going to be a iser me'ila at all, which is mamish fakert from what Reb Zera said. According to Rabbi Lazar, if it's pirshul lifnei zrika, that's when there's an iser me'ila. Right? What did Reb Zera say? If it's pirshul lifnei zrika, then it's not subject to Milo. You could do whatever you want with it. If I care, where it's Pirshu La'achaz Rika, whereas Reb Zeira said this could be an Issa Me'ilo, according to Rabbi Lazar, it's Loi Mayalim, albeit there's also Loi Nen. Right? Loi Nen means is an Issa Anam at Rabbanon. Loi Mayalim means it's not subject to any laws of Me'ilo. And this concludes the first part of the daf. Moving along. Zok the Mishnah. The Kula. Shepaku me'al gabe ha'mizbeach lo yachse. So what's Fekulon? Fekulon what? Zok Rashi. Hanuch psulin sha'alu detran behen lo yerdo. As it relates to the psulin of im alu lo yerdu, to the extent that they were paka me'al gabi mizbeach, taloch is lo yachser. What does lo yachser mean? Lo yachser means ein tzorich lahachser. That if you don't want to put it back on, you don't have to put it back on. Now the case is talking about where it was not just paka from the mizbeach. It was paka from the fire. It was in the maroch of the mizbeach, and then it jumped out of the fire. Says the Mishnah that if you don't want to put it back in the fire, ain't tzorich lahachzer. It's not something that you have to do. Now, clearly implied from the Mishnah is that if you want to put it back, you could. Why are you allowed to put it back? I thought kishem shem olu lo yerdu, kachim yerdu lo yalu. The Torah says that's the second halacha of Ula of yesterday's daf, where Ula said loishanu elish loy mashal ben ar. But if it was mashal ben ar, then the halacha is that even if it's yerdu dalach is yalu, essentially that's what the Mishnah is saying. V'kulon shepaku me'agabi mizbeach, all those psulim with dalach is im alu lo yerdu, once it's in the fire, if it's paku, lo yachs, you don't have to put it back on. V'chein gacheles shepaku me'agabi mizbeach, the same is true with regards to a gacheles, a coal that fell off the marocho, lo yachs, you don't have to put it back on. Eivorim shepaku me'agabi mizbeach, what about eivorim that fell off the mizbeach? Regular eivorim. So koydim chatzoyis, if it happened before chatzoyis, yachzer, you put it back. And it's subject to me'ilo. Lacha chatzoyis, once chatzoyis passes, lo yachzer, you don't put it back on. Additionally, it's not subject to the me'ilo. K'shem shem mizbeach mekadesh esaroy loy. Another halacha, just like the mizbeach has the ability to be mekadesh, kach hakevesh mekadesh. And k'shem shem mizbeach v'hakevesh mekadshim, just like the kevesh and the mizbeach had the ability to be mekadesh, so too, there's an idea that klisharis have the ability to be mekadesh as well. Either way, the Mishnah just gave me a whole bunch of halachas, and the Gemara is going to do what it does. But first, the Gemara is going to start with the case of eivarim shepaku me'agabi mizbeach. So we had regular eivarim ksherim that fell off the mizbeach. So they're on the marocha, right? They're middle of being burnt, and all of a sudden it falls off the mizbeach. So do you have to put it back on, or do you not have to put it back on? So it depends. Koydim chatzois, if it's before chatzois, the clock didn't strike midnight yet. Yeah, yachsa. Not only that, umoylo behen. And if someone would have anav from it, he would be over there semi'ilo. Lacha chatzois. Once chatzois already passes, lo yachsa. At that point, you don't put it back on. Ve'emoylo behen. So really, what it depends on is, was a chatzois or not chatzois? Now, let's just think this through for a second by ourselves. Some of you would ask you, there's a varim, it's in the marocha, just fell out of the marocha. Should I put it back or should I not put it back? What would you say? I don't know, is it burnt or is it not burnt? Did you do the haktar or did you not do haktar? Should it be subject to me'ilo or should it not be subject to me'ilo? What is me'ilo talion? If you didn't do the mitzvah with it yet, you're subject to me'ilo. If you did the mitzvah, right? Kivin shenasa mitzvah say, at that point, there's no way me'ilo anymore. So you would think what it should be dependent and contingent upon is, was the me'ilah done? Was the me'ilah not done? That's not what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says the pasha depends on what time it is. If it's before chatzos, so then you have to put it back on the mizbeach. It's subject to me'ilah. And if it's after chatzos, well, then you don't have to put it back on. It's not going to be subject to me'ilah. In fact, it sounds like from the Mishnah, I don't even care if the haktara was done, was not done. The only thing I care about, say with regards to, do I have to put it back on, and say with regards to the laws of Me'ilah, is what time it is. Is it before Zman Kriyashma, or is it after Zman Kriyashma? Who ever heard of such a thing? And the Gemara jumps on it, and the Gemara asks this kash, hey chidami, I don't understand that halacha. L'chura, b'manav shach, ide ispu mamish. If we're talking about where these Eivarim still have mamish, there's more to burn than afilu lachatzois nami. That even after chatzois, the din should be yachzer and the din should be moilaman. And either less bu mamish, and if it's talking about where there's nothing left anymore, afilu kodim chatzois nami, look. That even if it's before chatzois, it shouldn't be subject to these halachas. The Gemara says you have to say loy tzricha bishriri. What does shriri mean? The Mishnah is talking about where these Eivarim were koshin, I'm reading Rashi, they were hard. She niskashu machmas ha'esh, she sholtu bekulon v'nisrafu. Really, that verbrennt. Elo shalei nasu pach. Elo ke etzim yeveshim he mitoicham. So it's like somewhere in between. They're well done, maybe a little too much, right? But at the same time, it's not to the point where it's literally coals, where you can't even treat it as oichel anymore. When it's in that in-between stage, that's when we say it's tolin chatzos or not tolin chatzos. But what's clear from the Gemara, that enochinami, if it would have a real mamish, then even la'acha chatzos, the din would be yachser umaylamahen. And if it would have no mamish, that even koidem chatzos, the halacha would be lo yachser umaylamahen. The only time it's negeya, this hagdara of is it far chatzos or not chatzos, when I'm a tweener, I'm in this in-between stage. I'm bein hashmoshes. I am, but I'm not, right? So when I'm in that situation, so it's over there, Chazal said, the Hagdor is chatzois or not chatzois. Says the Gemara, mino hani mili. So Rashi, dipe chatzois tal yamil. So what is the makar to this idea of chatzois? Again, we just limited the scope of where we apply the concept of chatzois, but the bottom line is, we're applicable, it's applied, right? And it obviously has to be based on a pasuk. Meaning, the fact that it should be totally an isbein mamish, lesbein mamish, doesn't need a makar. That's common sense. But if you're telling me that in this in-between stage, we work with chatzos, which is fine, I can live with that. But at the end of the day, it has to have a makar. And the Gemara wants to know what is the makar. For sure, based on psukim, what are those psukim? So the Gemara says like this. It's based on a stirus of psukim. Kasev echadoymer, one pasuk says, and this is the pasuk right in the beginning of Parashat Tzav. Tzav es aharoy, ves bon of lemer. Zoyz teir asa oylo, hi ha oylo, al moikta, al mizbeach, kol alayla, ad aboyker, ve isha mizbeach, tu kad boy. The bottom line is, the Pasuk says, kol alayla ve hekter, that the haktara of a carbon, this man of it, was the entire night. It says, kol alayla ve hekter. Now notice, it doesn't say, kol alayla ve hekter, right? Doesn't say that. We just read the pasuk. Read it again. Tzav es aharoy, ves bon of lemer, zoyz teir asa oylo, hi ha oylo, al moikta, al mizbeach, kol alayla, ad aboyker, ve isha mizbeach, tu kad boy. Didn't say kol alayla v'hekter. But it says that you put the oila al moikta, right? That's the pyre of the mizbeach, the fire, that's the marachal. And it should be there kol alayla da boiker. So you see clearly the concept of kol alayla v'hekter. Not that there are words in the Torah that say kol alayla v'hekter, but the idea of the pasuk is that the Torah goes the whole life. But there's another pasuk that says kol alayla v'herim, that the whole night is when you do the trumas hadeshen. It's fakert when you take the carbon that was already burnt and you remove it from the mizbeach. You don't leave it there fakert. You take it off. Now, just like it doesn't say kol alayla v'hikter, it also doesn't say kol alayla v'herim. Now, what does it say? It says v'lova shakayin. This is the very next pasuk. Midei bad u'michten say bad yilbul shabasare v'herim es hadeshen asher toicha lo esha so oiva al mizbeach v'som yetz al mizbeach. This next pasuk gives you the mitzvah of trumas hadeshen. Now, it's a very geshmak of Rashi. Rashi says the Torah says do trumas hadeshen. And the Torah doesn't say when you should do Trumas Hadeshen. It just says, V'lova shakoyin midoy bad, u'michne say bad yilba shapsaroy, v'herim es Hadeshen asher toicha lo esha esha oylal mizbech v'som yisam mizbech. When? So Rashi says, the Gemara understood, probably in the Zman that's mentioned in the previous Pasuk. Oh, what did the Pasuk say previously? Kol halayla ada boike v'esha mizbech tukad boy, and then v'herim es Hadeshen. That's the kol halayla v'herim. But the bottom line is, I seem to have a little stirus up sukim. It's not like the most head-on stirus of psukim, because these psukim are not even psukim. But the bottom line is, there's an idea of kol alayla v'hekter, there's an idea of kol alayla v'herim, okay, it's not. How do you reconcile it? So the Gemara says, you know what the Eitzah is? Chol keyu. You take the night, and you split it up. Shnai mechzim betalis, yachloiku. You take the layla and you divide it into two parts. Chetzioi lehaktaro, chetzioi leharamo. And what you end up with is that half the night is the zman of aktaro, the other half a night is the zman haramo. But what do you see from here? That you see chatzois is a zman of aktaro. What happens by chatzois? We pivot, we shift. We go from it being the zman of aktara to the zman of aroma. Oh, if chatzois is the cutoff, when you go from the zman of aktara to the zman of aroma, oh, so it's very geschmack. It makes a lot of sense that if I have something that's azoy in between, that I'm not sure, is it Akhtar, it's not Akhtar. I could look at it this way, I could look at it that way. So if you're in this man of Akhtar, then we'll still treat it as Akhtar. Once you're in this man of Arama, at this point we're going to treat it as Arama. Now just to be clear, even though we're saying that this man Akhtar, this man Arama, switches over by chatzais, we're only using it lemaisa. We're only using it lemaisa with regards to something that's in between. A bahamia, if you amak to something and there's still an isbein mamish, even if it crossed over already into the second half of the night, we're still going to view it as a zman aktara. If I care, if it's less bein mamish, we're going to say that the aktara completed, even though there's still more hours to the night as it relates to the zman aktara. Where it's going to be negeya lemaisa, that we're going to say that the Akhtar is finished by Chatzais is only Beshriri. It's only, right, what the Gemara used, that word, to describe something that's in this in-between stage. But there's one piece that comes out of this last Gemara that we need. And that is that it sounds like once Chatzos happens, at that point, we go from the Zman Akhtar to the Zman Aram. I mean, if somebody asks you, what's the Zman of Trumas Hadashan? So it sounds like the Zman of Trumas Hadashan is Chatzos. Kol HaLayla VeHikter, Kol HaLayla VeHerim, Chalkeyo, Chetzil Akhtar, Chetzil Aram. It's also Negeya, when we say that the Basar is considered to have been burnt, and the Akhtar is considered to have been Nishlan. Abahamiya, it sounds like the Zman of Trumas Hadashan starts by Chatzos. And the Gemara says, Masar of Kahano, I'll ask you a kasha from a Mishnah Masechtes Yuma. B'chol Yoyim, the Mishnah says, every day, every day the Kohen would do Trumas Hadashan when? He would do it Mikrois HaGevras. What's Kreis HaGevras? We know it's a machloikis. Either it means when the Vekker started making noise, or when the rooster started making a gerida. But the bottom line is that every single day, the Trumas Hadeshen started Mikreis HaGever, right? Give or take. On Yom Kippur, they would do it earlier. B'chatzos, they would start already, mamish by Chatzos. B'regolim, on Yontif, they would do it by Shmeiros HaRishayna. They would do it by the end of the first Ashmeiris. So we know, Brachas Tav Gimel, Machlik is in the Gemara, if there's three Mishmaris, there's four Mishmaris, but the bottom line is, it was done either 3 hours into the night or 4 hours into the night. But by the Ashmeiris HaRishayna, that's when they would do Trumas Hadash. What's the Gemara's Kashav? If you're going to tell me that Chatzos is Dei Raiso, Heichi Mekadmina, and Rashi takes out the words, Veheichi Me'achrinon and Ella. Rashi speaks out, we're not Geiris Vehechim Ma'achrinon, we're also not Geiris Hela. Right? Sometimes we take out the parentheses because that's the Messiah in Yeshivas. You skip the parentheses. Here, Rashi says Mufurish, Loi Garsinon, Hechim Ma'achrinon, and Loi Garsinon Ela. But the bottom line is, Faith the Gemara Kash, if you're going to tell me that the din of Trumas Hadashan Bechatzois is a Dairaisa, it's the Pasik, then Hechim Mekadminon, the Kash is from Regolim, right? Regolim is the one that's earlier. On Yom Kippur, they did it by Chatzos, that sounds like Zvizim Akdim El Mitzvahs. Bechol Yom, they did it Mikreis HaGever. You have to know why they didn't do Zvizim Akdim El Mitzvahs, but at the very least, they did it in this man. But the regalim that they did by Shmeiros HaRishayna, that seems to be beforehand. If it's beforehand, L'chayre Heichem Mekadmina. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan said, I'm going to tell you why. Because as much as we have this drasha of Kol HaLayla V'Hikta, Kol HaLayla V'Herim, and it sounded a little bit like this pasuk is coming to tell me the Zman of Trumas Hadashan, but really there's another drasha, and that other drasha is really the makar to the Zman of Trumas Hadashan, and it's based on that other drasha, which is the real Zman for Trumas Hadashan, that I know that if I want to be Maktim, I'm allowed to be Maktim. What's that other drasha? Mimashma shenemar kol halayla in yodeya sha'ad ha-boiker, ma tamud loymer ad boiker. So Rabbi Yochanan was learning Chumash, and he said, I don't understand Poshim Shan in the pasuk. Tzavis ha-harim v'espon of lema, zoiz teres oyla, hiya oyla, al moikta, ala mizbeach, kol halayla, ad ha-boiker. Of course, kol halayla is ad ha-boiker. Why does it have to say ad ha-boiker? Said Rabbi Yochanan, it's coming to teach me 10 boiker, le boiker shalayla. The pasuk is coming to say that there's a new boiker, meaning boiker usually is alay sashacha, right? 10 boiker, make a new boiker to this boiker shalayla, to the regular boiker, and that new boiker is going to be the Zman of Trumas Hadash. The way Rashi explains that, you read it as follows, that ad ha boiker, and then the next pasuk, which says Vehirim Esadeshen Ashatoy Chaloesh, that you want to know what the Zman of Vehirim Esadeshen is, it's the Adah Boiker. It's from the time of that new Boiker that we gave to what the standard Boiker is. Okay, so the Torah essentially was Megalitas, that the Zman of Trumas Hadeshen is really open for interpretation. Tain Boiker, I'm not telling you what that Boiker is. And you have a right to go and decide what you want that boiker to be. And that's exactly what Chazal did in that Mishnah Masechtas Yuma. Every day, Mikreis HaGever. They felt that the boiker, the right man to do it, was Mikreis HaGever. They thought it's early enough, it's not too late, it's the perfect man to do it. Kippur with the Kohen Gadol had to do all the avodas, so he's going to get shvach if you're going to give him too much to do in the morning. So they do it. He's up anyways tonight. So Mechatzos, right? He's keeping up all night. So do it it at night. Do it by Chatzos. It's a good time to do it. But regalim on Yontif, the nefishi karbonos. But on Yontif, where there are so many karbonos, the kadmi, osi yisroma, shmeira, sarishaina, as you find that the Yidden used to come to the Azara, and they would come, the Kadmi, Asi Yisrael, I'm sorry, right, that the Yidden used to come very early, so Mashmeres HaRishayna, then we do it already, Mashmeres HaRishayna. And how do I know, by the way, that the reason they did a Mashmeres HaRishayna in Regalim is because so many Yidden used to come? Chedektani Sefer, because the Mishnah actually says that. It says, Lehoisa Kriyas HaGever Magas, Ach Hoisa Azara Melehem Yisrael, that by the time the Vekir or the rooster was doing its thing, the Azara was already Melehem Yisrael. But what do you see from there? You see that there were so many Yidden there, and because there were so many Yidden there, it's for that reason they would make it a little bit earlier. Now, it's interesting, that in of itself is a discussion. What shaykhis? Just because there were so many Yidden there, since for that reason they had to do the Trumas Hadashin earlier. So some say it's because once the Yidden were there, you couldn't do the Trumas Hadashin. Right? You remember how they used to run up the ramp? I mean, try doing that if you have a big oilam in attendance. It could be a little bit tricky. Others say that the Nakuda was because the day before so many people were there. So because the day before so many people there, there were so many karbanos that were brought. So there was so much work to do on the Mizbeach. So yeah, Pasha had to get the crew out early to start making things happen. But the bottom line is, says Rabbi Yochanan, that you want to know the Makar to this man of Trumas Hadashin, it's Ad Boiker, which is extra, Tame Boiker, Labakre Shaloilo. The Torah very much opened up this man of Trumas Hadashin for interpretation, hence the three different zmanim that you find in the Mishnah Masechta Zumah. Just to explain this a drop better. The Gemara thought that from the fact that you have a pasuk that says Kalalayla Vehikter, Kalalayla Veherim, Chalkeu, Chetzela Akhtar, Chetzela Rama, that pasuk is telling me the Chiddish of Chatzois, of creating an equal, the Shriri, but it's also being Kaveh the Zman of Trumas Hadashin. It certainly sounds like it. Kala Laila V'Herim means Chalkeyu. So the Zman of Trumas Hadashin sounds like first starts by Chatzais. So the Kash is Heichim Mikadminan. How is it possible that on Yontif they ever did the Trumas Hadashin before the Zman? You can't do something before the Zman. The Gemara is being Chayze, the Gemara is being Miyashiv, that Pasuk, that Jerusha of Kalalaila, the Harem, is not the Zman of Trumas Hadashin. It's Negeya, what we said it's Negeya. It's Negeya, the Zman Ikal, for certain Haktaris. What then is the Pasuk that tells me the Zman of Trumas Hadashin? It's Ad Boiker, Tein Boiker, Labakr Shalaila. That's a whole different Zman. That's Man Fakir, it's open to interpretation. And that's why, if you want to do Meashmeris Arishaina, that's something that you'd be allowed to do. The reason the Gemara thought that Kalalayla Veherim is this man, it's like Rashi spoke out, because the Torah didn't tell me as man. So what is this man of Trumas Hadashin? It's probably Kalalayla Veherim, which we know is from Chatzos. On that, Rabbi Yechon say, no, the Torah did tell me as man. Ad Boike Veherim, that's this man. It's not Kalalayla Veherim, it's Ad Boike Veherim. And Ad Boike means Tain Boike. You have a right to go ahead and do what you want. Either way, Ad Kan, we are going to stop here. But just to end with one Ha'ara, and really, it's going back to the raid that we spoke about yesterday. And really, it's very yisoidi, I think, in terms of understanding Perek Mizbeach Mekadesh. So again, the objective of this raid bite is not going to be to take the thought to the finish line, but it's just to open up the conversation a little bit. We mentioned yesterday that the very, very first Rashi in Perek Mizbeach Mekadesh is fully loaded. Hamizbeach Mekadesh Zok Rashi Afilu Davar Pasul Sha'olo L'Mizbeach Kitshay HaMizbeach Liyoseis Lachmoy Ve'in Moy Ridin Oysa. And in that one line, it's not even a full line, it's a half a line of Rashi, right, the Shiras, there's tremendous Yisoytis. Specifically, the first words of Rashi Hamizbeach Mekadesh Afilu Davar Pasul. So we said that the Priskirov was Medayek, that it sounds like from Rashi that Hamizbech Mekadesh Afilu Davar Pasul V'loy Miboya Davar Kasher, meaning that's Pasha, that a Davar Kasher that touches the Mizbeach, that Loch is going to be Loyerta. That Loch is going to be that it gets Kiddush Mizbeach. The Chiddush of Perek Mizbeach Mekadesh is that not only is the Mizbeach Mekadesh as Haroyaloi when it's Kasher, but the Mizbeach is Mekadesh as Haroyaloi even when it's Pasul. And the Biskarov said that it's Mefurish in Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Beis and Hilchas Psuli HaMikdashim, that the halacha of Mizbeach Mekadesh, even though the sugyas are negeya, where the thing that went on the Mizbeach is pasul, but it's equally, or maybe even more so negeya, when the thing that went on the Mizbeach is kasha. But the Piskarov said, I have one kasha from a Gemara that we learned yesterday on Daf Pei Hei Amud Aleph. The Gemara was discussing the Seifa of the Mishnah on Pei Dalet Amud Aleph. The Mishnah said, V'kulon sha'alu chayim l'reish ha'mizbeach yerdu. Any animal that goes on the Mizbeach alive, yerdu dalach is, you have to take it off. In the Havamina, the Gemara thought that the animal that went on the Mizbeach live, that the Mishnah said yerdu, is a kosher animal. And the Gemara was bothered, pshita. It's so poshet that if a live animal goes on the Mizbeach, talach is yerdu. Ad kidei kach, the Gemara said, must be the chiddush is not what's mefurish in the Mishnah, but rather what's implied from the Mishnah. The Gemara wants to bring a raya to Ulus Halach, emur kachem kalum, shehelon lifnei zrikas damim, talach is lo yerdu nasalach mishal Mizbeach. But the bottom line is that the Gemara held that it's pshita, that if you would have a kosher live animal that would go on the Mizbeach, talach would be yerdu. Rashi said, why is it pshita? Why is it so posh? Zok Taylor Garashi. Dibra Maschal Pshita. The reason it's posh that the loch is yerdu, because why leave it there? It doesn't make any sense. If you have a double puzzle, it makes sense to leave it there, because if you take it off, you won't be able to put it back on. Because Kishem Shemalu lo yerdu, Kachim yerdu lo yalu. But if it's kosher, for sure you should take it off, because I'll be able to put it back on anyways. I mean, to leave a live animal on the Mizbeach is very bidyevet, right? Even though we know, let's say, Shchita's kasha v'Reish HaMizbeach, even Shchita's kasha kadoshim, because Reish HaMizbeach is considered tzofen, all the akedah raid. But Tosfos said, Shemiyar beglolim, right? It's a bidyevet digazach. First Tosfos in Perek kasha kadoshim. It's not a lechatchila digger thing, it's a bidyevet digger thing. Why would you leave it there? The only reason, says Rashi, to leave it there ever is because I won't be able to put it back on. But here, being that I'll be able to put it back on, there's no reason to leave it there. But said the Briskerov, what do you see from Rashi? You see from Rashi that Rashi seems to hold that a dover kosher, it doesn't make sense that Dalach should be a malu lo yerdu. The reason it doesn't make sense is because a malu lo yerdu is predicated on im yerdu lo yalu. And being that over here, im yerdu yalu, there's no reason it should be a malu lo yerdu. Good. The problem is we have a steer said Rashi. Because Rashi in the beginning of the Perek says, Afilu Dover Pasel, which in Brisk, the Medayik is Mashma. It's an obvious dig. I don't think you have to be a Brisker to make this dig. That for sure a Dover Kosher would be subject to the halacha of Imalu Yerdu. Yet Rashi, when he was Mefarish, the Gemara, specifically the Gemara's Kasha, one word Kasha, Pshita, on the Pehe Amar Aleph, seemed to say that anything that's Kosher, being that Im yerdu yalu, it doesn't make sense that should have a din of im olo yerdu l'chur is a stiris ha-Rashi. So yesterday we mentioned what they say in Shir, that it could be when Rashi said afilu davar pasul, he didn't mean afilu davar pasul has a din of im olo lo yerdu, but rather afilu davar pasul is shayich ta'akhtar. Ordinarily, only a davar kosher is shayich ta'akhtar. Hamizbech mekadesh, that afilu a davar pasul has a din to go ahead and to be makter it. But avada, as it relates to malu yerdu, shitas Rashi seems to be very clear from the Gemara, Dapehe Amad Aleph, that a dover kosher is not subject to the halacha. It's not subject to the halacha of olu lo yerdu. Just to say, b'mila macher, when the pasuk says in Parshas Tetzava, v'hoya mizbeach kodesh kodoshen, kol anegeh b'mizbeach yikdosh, shitas harambam, in perik gimel hilchas psuli ha-mikdoshen is, kol anegeh b'mizbeach yikdosh, a davar kosher and a davar pasul. Shitas Rashi is kol anegeh b'mizbeach yikdash dafka a davar kosher, but dafka a davar pasul, but not a davar kosher. I saw in the sefer Yad HaLevi from Hagoyin Rabbi Yitzchak Toiv Shechter Shlita says a mahalach to bimiyashiv this stiris harashi, which I think is kedai to go through a little bit because it goes to the gut and the core of understanding a little bit better what we're doing here in Perek HaMizbeach Mekadesh. It's very mind-opening, Lani is daiti. And that is as follows. We mentioned yesterday that Rashi continues, and Rashi says, HaMizbeach Mekadesh, afilu davar pasul, sha'olu l'mizbeach, kitshoi HaMizbeach, liyoseis lachma. The aside of HaMizbeach Mekadesh is that the Mizbeach gives this Dover Pasul a Kedusha, liyoseis lachmoy, to now become lachmoy. So what do those words even mean? So the Biskirov was Mevayer, and it's really based on Reb Chaim and Sefer and Hilchos Psulei HaMikdash and Perek Gimel, and it's based on Ula's second memra on Daf Pehei, on the bottom of Pehei on the base, where Ula said that even though the Halacha Mizbech Mekadosh is Olu Lo Yerdu, and Kishem Shem Olu Lo Yerdu, Kachim Yerdu Lo Yalu, but that's only true if it was like Moshel Ben Ar. Once it's Moshel Ben Ar, once this Dover Apostle goes into the fire, Nasa Lach Misham Mizbech, at that point, the Halacha is that just like in and Reb Chaim at Sefer was Mevayer that the Yisoid of Nasa Lach Mishal Mizbeach, and now the halacha is Im Yerdu Yalo, is based on the idea that there's two Dine Haktara that you have in a carbon. The regular classic Dine Haktara is you're bringing a carbon, so you have to be Zayrik the Dam, you eat the Basa, you mak the Deimur, and you do Shlichi Shirayim with some of the rest of the Dam, right? If it's a different type of carbon, it's a different Shulchan Aruch. But the bottom line is that there's a Chiv to take that Chelik of the carbon and go ahead and be Makter. Ula's being Mechadish, Kivan Shebashla Ben Ahar Nasalach Mesham Mizbeach, that to the extent that you have the Basa of a carbon that now makes contact with the fire, the minute it goes into the fire, it gets a new Din Haktara. That Din Haktara is Lach Mishal Mizbeach. You have a Chiv to be Makter it, not because it's part of a carbon, and the Torah says you have a Chiv to be Makter that Chelik of the carbon. You have a Chiv to be Makter it because it's Lach Mishal Mizbeach, and you have a Chiv to be Makter Lach Mishal Mizbeach. Yesterday we spoke a little bit more about her Chava, what this means. One Nusach that's Kedai to be Moisif that they say in Brisk is that the regular din haktara is chal in the carbon. The lach misham is beach diga haktara is not chal in the carbon, it's only chal in the emurah. A carbon has a chiv to do this with this part of it, that with that part of it, be makter, it's a murim. And when you're makter a murim, it's being chala chalois in the overall carbon. The lach mishlum is beach de gaktar is not even chal in the carbon. It's only chal in the emurim. It has no nexus to the carbon anymore. Mitzad the carbon, it's a murim psulim. You have no ability to go ahead and be makayim that mitzvah saktara. It's a nudin aktara, and it's not even chal in the carbon. It's only chal in the emurim alein. But the bottom line is, Reb Chaim said that when Ula said, Kiven Shemashal Ben Ha'ar, the halach is Im Yerdu Yalu, the Yisoid is because there's a new Din HaKtara that's Chal, once it makes contact with the Mizbeach, with the fire of the Mizbeach, it's what's known as the HaKtara of Lachmoy Shal Mizbeach. Said Mar Nagriz that what Rashi means when Rashi says HaMizbeach Mekadesh Afilu Dav Apostle Shalom Mizbeach Kitche HaMizbeach Lioseis Lachmoy. The Yisoid of him Olu Lo Yerdu. The Yisoid of him Olu Lo Yerdu is not Stam Adin, leave it on the Mizbeach. The Yisoid of him Olu Lo Yerdu is that it's Chal Adin Haktara. However, not the Din Haktara of the regular Mitzvah Haktara that's Chal in the carbon, but rather the Din Haktara of Lach Mishal Mizbeach. The Kachim that got Kiddush Mizbeach was Neskadish Le'inyin, that there's a Din now of Haktara, which Haktara? The other Din Haktara. Now, just to be clear, that other Din Haktara happens when it's in the fire, like all Haktara happens when it's in the fire, right? Obviously. And it's called the Haktara of Lach Mishal Mizbeach. When it's in the fire, and it was already Nasa Lach Mishal Mizbeach, at that point, the Haktara is so chal in that even if it falls off the Mizbeach, you have to put it back on. When the Emurim Psulim go on the Mizbeach, it's chal adin to go ahead and do the Haktara of Lach Mishal Mizbeach, but the Haktara didn't start yet, and because the Haktara didn't start yet, it's only going to be Negeya where it's on the Mizbeach to go ahead and do it. But if it falls off the Mizbeach, there's not going to be a Lach to go ahead and put it back on. But the bottom line is that what's chal in him olu lo yerdu is not stam and iser, don't take it off the Mizbeach. But rather, what's chal is a din haktara, it's the din haktara of lach mishal Mizbeach. This is the way the Biskarov explained the Hemshech Harash. So let's think a little bit now. The Biskarov just gave tremendous additional meaning to im olu lo yerdu. I think if you ask the man on the street, what does im olu lo yerdu mean? He would say that if you have something that touches the Mizbeach, it gets a Kedusha. You can't take it off the Mizbeach. I can hear that. Like, you go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you're stuck. You can't leave. What are you going to do now? Mind the Kodesh Vemoy Riden, right? You're stuck. Once you go on the Mizbech, at that point, you can't get off it. You have too much Kedusha. It's an Isser. Right? You're not allowed to go off the Mizbech. That's not the din of Malul Yerdu. That's not the din of Malul Yerdu. The din of Malul Yerdu is a din Akhtar. It's Chala din Akhtar Liyasa Slach Mishal Mizbech. And it's Kamama for Shirachi. Kitchia Mizbech Liyasa Slachmai. Right? That's what the din of Imol Yerdu is. So here's the question. So where does the Isser of Lo Yerdu, the Isser Hayurada, fit into the equation? Meaning, I thought before the briskura that a malo yerdu is just like a regular iser. It's a yeridei de galocha. You're not allowed to take this thing that's so kaddish off the mizbech. Very balabatish halacha. That's always what I thought it is. Briskura turned it into a super lumdus. No, a malo yerdu is a din haktara. Which haktara? The other haktara. The lach mishom mizbech de haktara. So, what then is the aside of the iser lo yerdu? Why can't I take it off the mizbech? Let me explain this a little bit better. If lo yerdu is a din haktara, okay, so let it have a din haktara, and let me take it off the mizbeach, and then when I want to put it back on the mizbeach, I'll be mekayim that din haktara. Where does the lo yerdu fit in? If the ikar halacha of kol hanegeir b'mizbeach yikdash is an isser lo yerdu, so that's where it fits in. That's what it is. That is the cheftza of kol hanegeir b'mizbeach yikdash. The taich of kiddush mizbeach is lo yerdu. But the Piskarov is saying the taich of Kiddush Mizbeach is not lo yerdu. The taich of Kiddush Mizbeach is din haktara. Which haktara? Lios is lachmai. Okay, so then what is the iser lo yerdu? What is it? What is it? I think it's a shtickel or. Zok di yad alevi. Yesh loymar, and it could be this is even the Pasha Pshat, that the yisoyed of the iser lo yerdu is, being that kol hanegeir b'mizbeach yikdash, but when it's off the Mizbeach, it doesn't have the Kedusha anymore. We mentioned the Gersa Hakira in yesterday's shir, that it could be once it goes off the Mizbeach, it doesn't even have Kiddush Mizbeach anymore. It's Kol Hanegeya. When you're making physical contact, that's when it has the Kiddush. But the minute it's not making physical contact, not right, let's go with that side, which seems to be the more Pashtut side. So once you're telling me that the Kiddush it only has when it's on the Mizbeach, but when it's off the Mizbeach not, well, if that's the case, there Memela has to be an Isser Lo Yerdu. The reason there has to be Memela and Isser Lo Yerdu is because if I'm going to take the Imurim off the Mizbeach, I'm going to be Mevatel the Din Haktara. And that's not something I'm allowed to do. Does it say, Lo'olam the Din Mizbeach Mekadish, Kolam Regei Mizbeach Yikdash, it's a Din Haktara. It's the Skadish Le'inyan Haktara, Le'os Islach. So what's this Lo Yerdu business that we don't stop talking about? It's because B'toitzah, Bitoitzav from the fact that there's a din haktara, there has to be an iser lo yerdu. Because if I'm going to take it off, I won't be able to put it back on because I'm going to lose the kedusha. I can't take a double puzzle and put it on his back. So I'm going to lose the iser. I'm going to lose the kedusha. If I'm going to lose the kedusha, mimela there has to be a lo yerdu. So the ikar din of mizbech mekadesh is a din haktara. The lo yerdu is bitoitzav. It's bitoitzav because there's a din haktara. And the din haktara is a mechudish de haktara. I only have the haktara because I'm touching the mizbech. And the minute I'm not touching the mizbech, I won't have that din haktara anymore. So memela there has to be an iser lo yerdu. Because if I'm going to remove it, I'm going to be mevatel the haktara. So the yisoid of the lo yerdu is, don't go ahead and be mevatel this haktara. All of a sudden, you have a din haktara. You can't just go ahead and take a carbon that has dinim to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be mevatel those dinim. That's what the yisoid of lo yerdu is. So you want to know what mizbech mekadesh is doing, it's giving me a din haktara. But memela, b'toitzah from that din haktara, is a iser hayrada. Because to the extent I'm going to be married, I'm going to lose that din haktara, and that's not something I can live with. That's not something that's tenable. Lefiza said the Yad HaLevi, yesh loymar half of a fellow mamish. La'olam Rashi holds that the halacha mizbech mekadesh is true even for ksherim. But La'olam Rashi also holds there's no din of olu loyerdu when it comes to ksherim. Because the ikar din of mizbech mekadesh is not loyerdu. The ikar din of mizbech mekadesh, Mar Nagris said, is what? It's that it's chala din aktara liyos islachmoy. That's what the ikar din. And on that, Zok Rashi, afilu davar posel sh'olam mizbech. It's going to be true even for a double puzzle. Why even for a double puzzle? Kosher can't a davar kosher. Because a davar kosher for sure is shayich to become lach mishol mizbeach. Why not? If a davar puzzle gets kiddush liyosis lachmoy, why should a davar kosher not? What's the problem? The problem is Rashi on Daf Pei Hei said that when the Mishnah says if the animal would go on the Mizbeach alive, and it's a kosher animal, the halach is going to be yerdu. Fake. The Gemara Pshita, Zok Rashi, why is it Pshita? Because it's Poshit that if you have a kosher Ezach on the Mizbeach, the Halach is Yerdu. Freak the Brisker of, how could it be Poshit that it's going to be Yerdu? If you tell me Mizbeach Mekadosh is true even for Ksherim, and the Din of Mizbeach Mekadosh is Lo Yerdu, how could it be Poshit that it's Yerdu? What's going on over here? The Teretz Rashi never said there's no Mizbeach Mekadosh when it comes to Ksherim. Rashi never said that there's no Din Liosis Lachmai. Rashi said there's no Issa Lo Yerdu. It's Poshit there's no Issa Lo Yerdu. Because the Din Mizbech Mekadosh is not Lo Yerdu. The Din Mizbech Mekadosh is Haktaras Psulim. Betoitza from that is a Din Lo Yerdu. Why Betoitza is there a Din Lo Yerdu? Because if you're going to take it off, you're Mavatl the Haktara. That's only true by Psulim. But a kosher where I can fight to put it back on the Mizbech, I'm not being Mavatl nothing. If I'm not being Mavatl nothing, well then, if that's the case, so why should there be a Din of Lo Yerdu? Rashi, in the beginning of the parak, when Rashi is telling Avek, the Iker Halacha of Mizbech Mekadosh, that it's Kitshe HaMizbech Liyosei Slachma Yizak Rashi, I feel a Dava Pasuk is true for a Dava Kosher. There's no reason a Dava Kosher shouldn't have that din. Comes Gevchel Yiktosh. Who said anything about a Dava Pasuk? It should be true for a Dava Kaddish as well. Like the Rambam says, Mefurish. Rambam's before this, it's even more relevant when it comes to a Dava Kosher than it is when a Dava Pasuk. Rashi Pehei wasn't talking about the Iker Halacha of Mizbech Mekadosh. Rashi on Pehei was talking about, he was talking about the Din Lo Yerdu. That's what Rashi was talking about. And being that Rashi over there was talking about the Din Lo Yerdu, well, as it relates to Lo Yerdu, here there's a svara. That din that comes betoitza, that derivative halach of Lo Yerdu, there's no reason that should be true by a Dava Kosher. Because that's only because I'm being mevatel the Teres Haktar. Why am I being mevatel the Teres Haktar? Because I have no way to put it back on. Well, over there, I do have a way to put it back on. So it's for that reason, it shouldn't be again. Lamaisa, I discussed this ha'ara with my son Shlomo Zalman this morning. And he's told me that the reason they don't learn this way in Bris is Poshet. Because the halacha of Mizbech Mekadosh, from the beginning of the parak to the end of the parak, and really from the beginning of Kachem to the end of Kachem, is Lo Yerdu. That's the halacha. That says, it's clear that Mizbech Mekadosh means L'inyan Lo Yerdu. Now, you want to reconcile these two toitzos that come from Mizbech Mekadosh, that Mizbech Mekadosh gives a din aktara like the Brisker Rav said, and Mizbech Mekadosh creates an issa Lo Yerdu. So good, you can figure it out. But to say that the whole yisoid of Lo Yerdu is b'toitzo from the din leosis lachmish on Mizbech, where the whole perek mitchil v'atzoif tries Lo Yerdu, that's the whole perek, it's Lo Yerdu. It's very, very dachik, and that's why they don't like to learn this way. In fact, if you look at the first Rashi, HaMizbech Mekadosh, afilu davar pasol, sha'olam So Shlomo Zalman said, why is Rashi saying ve'im ayri denoisai? Rashi is telling Avek the yisoid of Mizbech Mekadosh. Bishloima, if the din kiddush Mizbech is liyosis lachmoy, A, ve'im ayri denoisai, B, there's two nafkeminas, two toitzois of the fact that it says in the Torah, kol anegev b'mizbech yikdosh. Okay, so Rashi's laying out the law of the land. This is Rashi's keppel to perek Mizbech Mekadosh. He's giving you the haktam over here. But if Eim and Ridan Oysa is like a Sif Kotem. You only have the Kiddush when you're on the Mizbeach, and if you take it off, you're going to lose the Kiddush, and you're going to be Mevatel. So, okay, tell it to me in the next Mishnah, the Mishnah later. Well, Mishnah's telling it to me anyways. So, when you get to it, we'll get to it. That's like a Prat. That's not the cloud, that's the Prat. The Teretz is, because Ein Meiridin Oysai is the Iker Din. Ein Meiridin Oysai is the Iker Din. There's two dinim that come from Mizbech Mekadosh. Number one, Kitshe HaMizbech, Liyosei Slachmoy. Number two, Ve'ein Meiridin Oysai. And each one is a cloud. They're both Iker dinim. To say the Yisoid of the Ein Meiridin is only because I'm being Mevato, the Kitshe HaMizbech, Liyosei Slachmoy. It's beautiful. It's half of a fellow. But L'chayra, it's not the Klorim Mahalach over here. And it's Yitochin, he said, that's why in Bris, they Leib Tzarechin, or at the very least, they mutcha very, very much with this dearest Harashi. Just to add one neufach, there's another Rashi, and this Rashi is in Chumash. This Rashi is in Chumash, and Parashas Tetzav, on that pasuk. V'hoyam izbeach kodesh kadoshim, kol anegev imizbeach yikdosh. I think this is in a fire Rashi. Dibra maskul kol anegev imizbeach yikdosh. Listen to Rashi. Afilu karben pasul, sha'ola olav, kitchei hamizbeach, lahachshiroi, shalo yered. Afilu carbon basal, sha'ala olav, kitche hamizbeach, lahachshiroi, shalo yered. This is kemat the same Rashi, right? the same Rashi, but it's kamat the same Rashi as the Rashi in the beginning of Mizbech Mekadosh. Beginning of Mizbech Mekadosh, Rashi says, Afilu davar pasal, sha'olu l'mizbeach, kitchei ha'mizbeach, liyosis lachmoy ve'imarid anoysa. In Chumash, Afilu carbon pasal, not davar pasal, carbon pasal, sha'olu olav, kitchei ha'mizbeach lachshiroi, now, first of all, Rashi says, I feel the carbon possible. The same dik that we have in Rashi in the beginning of Mizbech and Kaddish, we have in Rashi and Chumash. That's klar. So this, whatever dik you're going to make out of that Rashi, you're going to make out of this Rashi. But here, Rashi Shtelling got back the din of Kalan Gev Mizbech Hikdash, and he didn't say the magic words. He didn't say, Kitcheh Mizbech Liyosei Slachme. All Rashi said was, Shaloh Yeret. I feel the carbon possible. Shalom all of Kitcheh Mizbech Lachshiroi Shaloh Yeret. Unless you're going to say, that's what Lachshiroi means. Lachshiroi means to be machshir, not to stay on the Mizbech. Lachshiroi to give it a Teres Haktara, but Biskarov made such a big deal about this Rashi. There's a Rashi of Chumash that Mamish left out those words. It's the same Rashi we have to Liyosis Lachmai, and it certainly brings out that the Iker Din of Kol Hagei Mizbech Yikdash is the Din Shlayeret. Either way, this is again, we will mock them. It's just Tein L'Chachem Yech Gamoid, a little bit thought provoking. In light of the Biskarov's Yisoy, that Kiddush Mizbeach isn't Stamadin Loyeret, but Kiddush Mizbeach is a Din Aktaras Psulin, Liyosis Lachmai Shal Mizbech. So where does the Layered fit in? Like, how do you make all this? Like, all of a sudden, the Layered is feeling a little left out, right? I thought I'm the Gansa Knack over here. It's all about Layered. Now, all of a sudden, we don't even know where he fits in. He's the odd man out of Shtickle. That's part of the Avoida. Again, just putting it out there. Something to think about.